Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. Yes, this is the day that Christ has made. This is the day He has created for all of us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, we're going to be glad. We're going to smile. We're going to be happy. Yeah, we're going to be happy. Oh, yes. The scripture says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Jeremiah 31:3. I've drawn you. Yeah, I've drawn you to me with a love that is everlasting. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just grateful today, God. Master, we are grateful for everything that you're doing, God. Master, we know that you're working it out on our behalf. Many times we don't understand, God. But we know that you have been with us through generation after generation, God. You've seen our foreparents, God. You're seeing us through right now, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be present, oh, God, this day. Oh, yes, God. And to have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, God, to all truths. Master, we are just grateful, God. We are grateful, God, as you watch over us, as you protect us, God. This COVID, God, is here, is on the land, God. Oh, God, but we know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other, that you come and you protect and you keep us, God. You have your hedges of protection around us, Master. That all we have to do is listen to the real scientists, God, and do what we're supposed to do, God. Yeah, we're supposed to be good followers, God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to remind us, God, follow us, to be a follower when it comes down to being protected. A follower when we're concerned in protecting our families, when we are protecting our communities, to be a follower. Help us, God. Help us. In this area, we ask you, you are the Almighty God. And we will give you all praise. We will give you all honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. Yeah, we thank God. Yes, yes, we thank Him. What a mighty God. Yes, we are to follow our leaders when our leaders are instructing us of how to protect our families and how to protect ourselves. We are to listen. Yes, yes, we are to listen. Many times we get in trouble because we don't listen. We don't take heed. We don't want to be a follower. We always want to lead. Yes, but it's time for us to understand that in order for us to be a good leader, first have to be good followers. And that is a follower of Christ and a follower of our leaders that are in the communities that are trying to help us, to protect us. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us. We are just grateful today. We are grateful for everyone that's present this day. Yeah, again, this is the day that God has created for us. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we're going to rejoice. We're going to just move quickly into our lesson. Yeah. Our lesson tonight is stop whining. And you know we do that. We whine. Ouch, ouch. We whine. Complaining. Yeah. It's a sound we hear. We hear it a lot lately. We hear complaints. Could it be a sound coming out of our own mouths? that we're complaining about something, that we're not being satisfied, that we're the ones that can see so much a fault till we can't actually see someone that's trying to really help us? Could it be us? Could it be us? Yeah. Could it be that person that's in that mirror? Could it be whining? Help me, God. Help me. Help me, God. Help me. Yeah, yeah. Help me, God. Whining in many words are used by Christians. They're used by Christians. We're always whining. We're always going to God, crying, and, oh, God, help me, help me. And most of the time when we do that, we're whining because we're doing something or we did something that we wasn't supposed to do. Because when we follow Christ, he protects us. Oh, yeah, he protects us. But when we get out on our own, oh, yeah, this emotion comes up where we begin to whine and we begin to moan. Yeah, we have those complaints going out. Yeah. These are mere feelings that come to all of us when we feel overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed. Yeah, we're overwhelmed. Trying too hard. Didn't really take heed. Didn't listen. Feeling inadequate. Stretched out. Yeah, you stretched from the east to the west. From the north to the south. You didn't stretch yourself out. You didn't say yes to everybody. Yes to everybody that come to you. Yes, okay, I can do it. Yes, I can help you. You done did all of that. And God is nowhere in the equation. He's not there at all. And yet we start whining. Yeah, we start whining. Mm-hmm. Whining. Feeling hopeless. Feeling broken. That brokenness spirit comes upon us. We just feel, I just have to be quiet. Yeah, yeah. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody could relate to what I am saying. Yeah, let's just move quickly in the book of 1 Kings, and we're going to go to chapter 19, and we're just going to do verse 4 here. Yeah, we're going to just look at Elijah for a moment. Yeah, yeah. Is it okay to whine? Is it okay to get there and give a good holler, a good shout when we get in these places that we shouldn't have been or we shouldn't have gone? When we get overwhelmed, when we get scared. Most of the time it's when we get scared. Yeah, when we get scared, fear comes upon us. Oh, and we have no sense. We have no direction. We have thrown God somewhere. He's not over here anymore with us. Huh? We're on our own. And we're whining and we're complaining. Who was Elijah? Elijah was a prophet. He was a prophet who made fools out of 450 prophets of Baal. Now he was a bad booger here. Elijah was a bad booger. You hear what I said? He was a bad booger. And he slain every one of them. He slain them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Elijah walked in the anointing of God. He was very powerful. He had a relationship. Oh, yeah, remember we talked about several times before about the connection between the prophet and God, how he gets direct orders from God. Yes, it's no in-between with a prophet. Yeah, direct orders. But here we see, in verse 4, we see for some reason here, Elijah's on the run. He's on a run here. He's on a run. He's on a run. Mm-hmm. 4 says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a lobrum, which is a Jupiter tree, and he asked. He asked God. This is where he went now. Listen to what I'm saying. We're talking about whining. He asked God to let him die. Oh, this is when you done got overwhelmed, when you're doing a little too much, when you didn't go into what I said, time out. You didn't take a little time out. Time out is just a little nap. Yeah, a little nap. Needed to have some time out. So here we see he wanted to what? He wanted to die. Yeah, he began to cry. He began to cry because he wanted to die. He said, "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." See, when we become overwhelmed and we feel stressed out and we have all these feelings that's coming up to us or coming up against us in our mind, is we're not thinking clearly. I know my mom used to always tell her, "You need to go lay down, and when you get up, you're gonna feel a little better." And I never could understand what laying down got to do with it. I'm feeling like this now. I'm upset, and I'm gonna be upset when I, you know, if I did go lay down. But of course, she was the parent, and she knew what she was saying was the truth. Because look at this story here. Look at this story. She knew it. She knew that if you lay down, close your eyes, relax your body, relax your mind. That's the main thing. Close your eyes and go to sleep. When you wake up, you're going to have a different perspective. And usually, while this is taking place, God appears. He appears. The angel will come, and he will talk to you. Why are you taking this nap? Why are you laying down? Why are you being quiet? Mm-hmm. Remember, he said he wanted to die. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to die. So his emotions had caused him to become completely destroyed. Yeah, he was just completely destroyed. He couldn't see any way out because he was overwhelmed. And so often we become overwhelmed. Can anybody relate to what I'm saying? We become overwhelmed. And, you know, we in the church think that, oh, that don't happen to us. We are humans. And God knows we are humans. Yeah, we're humans first. We must learn how to go into time out. And I know what I said is, I've said this to the kids when I was teaching them. Oh, you go into timeout, Sister Janice? Yes, I can go into timeout too. Timeout is nothing more than laying down and taking a nap. That's it. Laying down and being quiet. Some of us have a problem with being quiet, turning the lights out. Some of us have to go to sleep and leave the TV on or leave a light burning. Make it dark in the room so you can get complete rest. Yeah. Yeah, you need complete rest. You need to learn how to shut the body down. Yes. Yeah. And stop feeling like you're going to miss something if you go to sleep too long. If you sleep too hard, you're going to miss out. Stop it. Stop it. You need rest. So here we see that Elijah, he's at this place where he has become overwhelmed. And usually when you get like this, you done did too much. You've been doing too much. Mm-hmm. You're not taking time out for yourself. I call it me time. You're not having any me time. And me time, when it's just you. Yeah, it's just you and God. Just you and him. Anybody understand what I'm saying? You need that me time so you don't even go into this area. Yeah, yeah, this is the area you really don't need to be in. But just in case you may fall in this area, this is what we're talking about tonight. Yeah, we're going to talk to you about this, being in this area. So he says that he wanted to die. Is it okay? Is it okay to have this type of breakdown? Is it okay to not to feel so positive all the time? Always have a positive outlook. You know, you always supposed to be sharp and you always supposed to have a smile, always supposed to be hallelujah. Is it okay to not to feel that way? Huh? Is it okay? Huh? Anybody know that? Is it okay? Remember, God created us flesh and blood. He didn't create tin men or scarecrow people. He didn't create that. He gave us a heart. So when he gave us a heart, he gave us feelings. Yeah. We have emotions. We have blood that runs through our veins. So we are called humans. So humans have what? Feelings. And here we see that Elijah has allowed his feelings to just get to be a little too much. Mm-hmm. He's overwhelmed. Yeah, verse 5 tells us, as he laid, he went to lay down. He laid down under that tree. Under that tree. Mm-hmm. And an angel, just like I said, an angel came and touched him and said, what? The angel told him to arise, to get up. To get up and do what? To get up and eat. Mm-hmm. So look closely how God always gets us to live without even saying a word. Why? What am I saying? Because God knows that when we eat, hallelujah, we're going to live, huh? When we eat. I just told that to somebody. The plant, he don't get water, what's going to happen? He's going to die. So God knows that for Elijah, he needed some food. He needed some food and he needed to rest. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody need this here? You need to lay down and get you some rest. Anybody? So look, you see, the main thing that someone who wants to die, does he stop eating? Yes, he does. When he wants to die. But notice, God sent the raven. He sent the raven. Uh-huh. Yeah, he sent the raven. Yeah, pity party. It's okay. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to holler and say, help me, God, help me. Oh, God, I need help. Oh, I done been there. Mm-hmm. One thing you learn is weeping may endure for a night. Listen to what I'm saying. It may endure for a night, but they got something coming around the corner. It's standing right there and it's waiting. Weeping may endure for the night. Satan may think that he have you for a minute. Oh, glory to God. But God, hallelujah, huh? Oh, hallelujah. He know what you need, and he going to give you what you need. He's coming to fill you up, to refresh you. Glory to God. Yeah, many times that's what we need. We need to be refreshed. We need to go into time out. We need to go and lay down and be quiet and allow God to work, to do the work. Yeah, because we just work too much. We just do it too long. We don't know how to just stop. Genesis. We see here with the children of Israel, when they were enslaved and they worked so hard and worked. God said that there was a time when he didn't want them to even pick up the apple, pick up anything that pertaining to work. Huh? Don't even do it. Don't even attempt to do it, because he wanted you to what? Rest. Rest. We have a problem with resting. We have a problem with just taking time out for ourselves. Oh, and we have a problem with eating right. We have a problem with eating the right things. You notice that God sent the angel to tell Elijah to get up, that he had to eat, and that he had to, huh? What? He had to rise up so he could eat. And then when he ate a cake. This was like a cake. And I was imagining to myself, you know, when in the store they have these, I think it's Piedmont bread. It's a bread that's where you could, it's like a, have a pocket to it. You know, it's just, and it's not too salty. It's not too sweet. It's just right. And you could even make a sandwich with it. So I was imagining that. And then I was imagining a pancake. Yeah, that type of bread. something that was round and something that was flat. Yeah, didn't have no yeast in it now because nothing was rising. Okay, so but anyway, I was just thinking in my little mind of what Elijah was eating. Yeah, so Elijah rose and he went on into this little town, and when he got into this little town, there he was to meet. This is verse 12. This is, we're moving into verse 12. There he was to meet a widow woman. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now listen to this. We're talking about whining and complaining. This is our topic, whining. And so as he met the widow woman, in verse 12 it says, and at that time the lady felt it was necessary to tell Elijah that she does not have a loaf of bread, but only a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the bottle. And she said, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Another case of being overwhelmed. Another case of feeling stretched out. And you know, today, we know that there are families all over the land who are having these feelings, who are feeling insecure, who are feeling no one cares, who are feeling they're all by themselves, who are moaning, who are whining, who are complaining. These feelings are present today. The inadequacy that we see. Everyone had a bad day, a bad week. A terrible month, sees it all, and he knows it all. Yeah, he knows what's going on. Verse 13, Elijah said to her, fear not, go and do as you have said. Make me a little cake, listen to that, and bring it to me, and afterward prepare some for yourself and your son. Listen to those instructions, y'all. And listen to that. Following instructions is the key. The blessing is right in there. It's right in there because it says, prepare something for you. Who? Yourself and your son. So Elijah is letting her know that there is going to be enough. Glory to God. All we have to do is listen and follow instructions. Listen. Turn our whining and complaining into the joy of the Lord, because that is where our strength lies. Our strength lies in the joy of the Lord. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at this. Follow the word of God. The word is given to you from someone you never met. Did you hear what I said? The word of God is given to you from someone you never met, and you may not ever meet him. Follow. Follow because it's so important. And it's important for you, the word of God. See, God has the right to use whoever he chooses. Oh, I had to learn that. I had to learn that. When people would come to me and tell me God said something, I would stand up there and listen to them, and they would say, God told me to tell you this, sister. God told me to say such a thing. And I would say to myself, trying to be, you know, very cordial and respectful, I would be saying, well, why, God, why you didn't tell me that? You know, why you didn't tell me, God? Now, I know, God, I thought we had this, you know, going on. Why she got to come and tell me? Why you couldn't tell me? I had to learn that God, make him be the God that I want him to be. I had to let him be who he is. Did you hear what I said? Who he is. And he's God all by himself. Janice had to learn. Yes. If he chooses this person to come, it may be something that he's teaching them. I don't know. So my assignment would be to take heed and to listen and to watch for the verification. Yeah, the confirmation, because the confirmation is going to come. Whenever the word goes for you, there's a confirmation of that word without you even having to lift a finger. Hallelujah. That's how God operates. He don't operate like us. Oh, yes, glory to God. Verse 14, and it says that the Lord, the God of Israel, said, the jaw of meal shall not waste away. For the bottle of oil, before the bottle of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. Meaning that this bottle of oil that she had in her house, and the meal, in the meal barrel, it was not going to run. It was not going to be empty. Glory to God. It was not going to be empty. Because one thing, she was obedient. And she listened to what Elijah told her. She listened. And so the blessing lied in being obedient. That's where it was. And then after the blessing came, then the scripture tells us that it would never run dry. Mm-hmm. Listen to the man. Listen to the woman of God. Just when you feel that you're at the end of your rope, I say, hold on. Hold on. Glory to God. Hold on. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. In listening to Elijah, the jaw of flour and oil, the jaw of meal and oil, it never ran out. Jeremiah 20 and 14. You know, Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. And I, as I was reading and studying him today, Jeremiah was really unhappy. He was always crying. He was always whining. He was always going before the Lord, crying for the sins of the people. He would see the sins, and he would whine. When I ask yourself, are you Jeremiah? Do I have any Jeremiahs here today? Anybody a Jeremiah? Mm-hmm. Anybody feeling like they cursed the day that they were born? Anybody? He says, let not the day on which my mother born me be blessed. Now, anybody feeling like that? Anybody feeling that heartbroken? Anybody feeling that torn where they just want to curse the day that they were born because of the things that they have seen and the things that they're seeing? Not realizing that God is in control, no matter what it looked like, no matter what we just went through for what, 4 years, God was with us. He saw us through it. Yes. But here we see that Jeremiah is saying that he just cursed that day. That was the bad day. He cursed. He said, cursed be the man who even brought the tidings to his father that he had a son. And you know, when I was reading that, I said, Lord have mercy. Where is the joy? Joy. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, he died. And that's in Romans 5 and 8. Read this, Jeremiah. Read Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 14 through 18. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for listening ears, God, for hearts that are receptive, Master. We thank you for the listeners, God. We ask, God, that you continue to bless them, O God. Bless their going in and their coming out. We ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to keep them under your watchful care. And we will be grateful in Jesus' holy name. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday evening. And, of course, with God's favorite ministry, tomorrow morning is a special morning to be with us at 10 o'clock. God's favorite ministries. Yes, yes, yes. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. And try not to whine.